This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Back home, this was another rough day in equities. All three major stock indices finished in the red, and not by a little bit either, but we'll get to that. Twitter has been having a rougher go than most, mostly because it's not growing fast enough to please its big investors. So it's thinking about chucking its signature element, the 140-character limit on tweets. This week, CEO Jack Dorsey has been hinting quite strongly that tweets could soon get a lot bigger, like 10,000 characters bigger. Theory being that opening the gates to longer tweets might make the services more appealing and thus profitable. All of which is to say Twitter is in a tricky situation familiar to a whole lot of tech companies. How to attract new users without alienating the old ones. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more on that from New York.
Technology execs love the word pivot. It's a noun, it's a verb, it's what they call making a big change in how they do business. Striking down its famous character limit could certainly earn Twitter pivot points, but there is potential danger, explains Karen North, professor of social media at USC.
Probably their biggest risk is that they are changing the thing that most identifies them. And all of a sudden you think, well, why am I doing this? It doesn't do anything special, or whatever was special about it is no longer there.
Twitter has 320 million users a month with little growth. Presumably, they're fairly happy with Twitter as is. And some are already tweeting about how much they hate the idea of a 10,000-character tweet. But with Instagram racing past it and Facebook way ahead, Twitter kind of has to try something new to become more mainstream. Constance Helfat teaches technology strategy at Dartmouth Business School.
I mean, I remember when Amazon first went beyond books, there was a big hoo-ha among their users. Oh, my gosh, you know. So it's going to be terrible. Well, it worked out fine.
Netflix changed from DVD by mail to streaming and came out ahead after some early bumps. And this kind of change is not just a tech thing. It even happens in the dusty old world of cable TV. Bravo used to be a channel that showed ballet. Now it's a snake pit of conniving housewives and cutthroat chefs. Nobody at Bravo worries about the classy viewers it lost when it shed its skin. Twitter may well do something dramatic to go after a whole new audience. If current users don't like it, they've got a platform where they can take their moaning worldwide. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.